I'm here with Rob Halfen, who's just given his Fringe event. Rob, can you tell us what are the two main ways that Conservatives need to change the way they campaign?
Well, you have to be active. It's incredibly important so that constituents see you everywhere and doing the things that count to them. But above all, you have to campaign things that matter to them. So my constituents are much more worried about the price of petrol than House of Lords reform. So I have never had one constituent contact me on this issue. So those kind of things, you know, make sure that all the campaigning you do relates to what they care about rather than what Westminster Village cares about.
One of the things that was raised in that Fringe was the fact that having not much local support can be a problem. Was that something you encountered? And if you did, how did you get round it?
Well, I was a candidate over 10 years for fighting three elections. So, yes, it was very difficult. In the beginning, we had a small association. But slowly, slowly, the longer you're there, the more work you put in. You can build not just friends to come around and support you, but you get more members in. You can get people from neighbouring associations. It is hard work and it is a struggle. But bit by bit, more and more people come and join your campaign. And nothing succeeds like success. So if they see you working hard and doing good stuff, you encourage more people to get involved.
And finally, which single thing do you think is most important as we go forward to 2015 that the party needs to take forward to try and push towards that majority?
Two things. One, we, in terms of messaging, we have to be the party of aspiration, that we're going to give people a ladder of opportunity. If you look through history, that's how we've got on. Second is that we have to be 100% sure that we are going to show people that we're going to improve the do what we can on the cost of living, because that is the number one issue. That is going to make and break us, whether the cost of living is easier by the time of the next election.
More important than economic growth?
Well, but you can't have one without the other. Without economic growth, you can't improve the cost of living. But unless people's taxes and utility bills and petrol costs and so on and so forth go down, at the moment people are really suffering and struggling to keep their head above water. Unless they see them going down, we have a very tough road ahead.